gone. If you wash it out three times.
Or you buy wine caskets. Yeah. Wine casks. But those who want to say that Rashi, only the first two blot is a Beit Gershom, the rest it's Rashi, based on the Ritva. But in the Rashi style, the Paskin all the time. Okay, let's see. There's one right. Amr al-Chizr said, Kol Tainis. Al-Chizr is one of the first qualified Tainis Shah, so basically a whole day. But it's really a chiddush. Of course, if you had the chatchil in mind, only a half a day is tiny shas. If you had nothing in mind, you started fasting, then you turn it into a fast. The other half a day is longer, the fast whole day, it's also tiny shas. Any tiny, you don't wait till it doesn't end by shkia. Love shemay tiny, not called tiny. Machlek is, by the way, if shkia means literally shkia, all fast is end shkia, that's what Gemara says here. Or it means actually tasting a chavim like we do today.
So it means, let's say you just start, you just happen to not eat breakfast that morning, and then in the middle of the day you decide, I'll make it already a tainus. Is that what it means?
That's what tainus is before. That's the previous Gemara. So just saying, it's a machleik yishayin. That's why we're a bit more makel on tainusim, that we finish always earlier than the tasting a chavim we normally have. Because our opinions would say mishkiya. Because the Gemara clearly says shkiya. In fact, you have to ask, Tesis says in I forget where he says it. He means right here. Teis Davoy Dezora says it means that you teis a chavim. Okay, Rashi. So called Chamashlo, he's an ad oisa shah. He didn't fast until that hour. Meisa says, well, that's a question. It says, Anche, Mishmer, let's say he was fasting and you have to, everyone has to fast with, also the people in the Mishmer working in the base of Mishmer, oh, set to fast, Miss Ani, they would fast over the Mishmer, they didn't finish the whole day. So what do you tell me, a fast that doesn't take place the entire day is not a proper fast? So the Gemara, Hossam, they weren't fasting for the sake of fasting. There, like we had yesterday, 2 days ago, the Gemara, Litsa'uri Nafshabalmu. Well, yesterday. They just did it to empathize with the people, because we learned yesterday, you know, how Tashmishim Shnasar Oven, you have to, you know, suffer with them. So they went through the motions. It's not a halachadik fast. So anyway, Toshma coming here, Dabar Abelezer ben Tzadik, Ani mibnei bonav shal sanav ben bamin. I'm one of those families that donated wood to the base of Migdash, and they would take our wood, even though they had plenty of wood others, because when the beginning of the second base of Migdash, we were the first families who offered to donate wood. And it's a big yomtiv. We'll learn later. It's a carbonatium. It's a whole big geschäft. Well, Pamach has happened once. A whole Tisha B'Av leads B'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av fell on the Shabbos. The Dachinu Lach Shabbos. We push it off till after Shabbos. The His Aninu Boy. And we fasted on Sunday. But V'Loi Hishlamnu. We didn't complete it because the Yud Av is our yomtiv. Neshi Yomtiv Shalonu. It's our yomtiv. So we see that they fasted part of the day. And they were Yaitza Tisha B'Av. And yet it wasn't a full day. Since everybody else is fasting, Tisha B'Av, they felt they had to fast with them, but not because they did it as a fast day. From here, the Pichad is another one to learn out that if Tisha B'Av is a nitcha and you have a bris, you're allowed to have a meal on Tisha B'Av. You fast part of the day, and then because the Yom Tov Shalanu, they were able to break the fast. Rashi. The middle working, the base of the Midrash, they can't finish, they need strength. Fasting, with the community. Doesn't have a din of a tainus loyli, they couldn't say, whatever he wants. What's the ma'aseh? This is the time when they used to bring wood. Through an incident, Kovlan Chachamim Chacham gave them the right list, not the aitzim to donate wood. Ulahavi lemarocha to bring it under the mizbeach. Ukshemagi as manoi, and when it comes, his day mavin oise they bring it. Umadlikin oise agam mizbeach. They would light from their wood. Afa pishoyisham shar aitzim harbin. Plenty of other wood. They, out of covet for what they did in to show appreciation, years later they continued having this yomtiv. Mashenke bishar misnadve aitzim. All other donors of wood, besides these few families, nine families it was. Besides these families, the aim of Varin Oysim is Manshish Eitz Machelim. They would always get donations, but only they needed it. They didn't need it, they wouldn't take it. Here, they would always take regardless whether they need it or not. The minimum amount when you want to donate wood is 2 pieces, 2 twigs. The Eitzim to Uni Kemitza. And then you have to take a Kemitza when the Eitzim you have to take away to Union Hagosha. You have to bring it to Mizbeach. It's a whole process. Yeah.
Wasn't he
employed
as a
Kohen?
Because he was
able to do
all these first-hand evidence.
Maybe, I guess not.
From his mother's
side.
Oh, no, he says
Mibnei Bonner. Yeah. Don't know. Maybe just one of these Eden who were very observant, watched all the time. Maybe from my mother's. Toshma coming in. Rabbi Yechon, the head betainitz, achav lebeisi. If a guy says, Rabbi Yechon used to say, I will be, he was a shul. We'll soon see why. People used to ask him to invite him out. You don't want to go. You don't want to insult anybody. So he said, I'm fasting. And then to himself, he would say, I'm fasting until I get home. So he said, he can fast only for a couple of hours. So he invited him. He didn't stop and refuse other people, even the Beinasiya. He would, Rabbi Yehuda, no, so he would refuse and he would come up with the thing, I'm fasting. He wasn't really fasting halachically. Rashi. Fasting. His Rebbe. Interesting that he would refuse. He won't invite his Rebbe. It wasn't a proper fast. He could have eaten straight away. Ain't been neither klum is garnished. Says you want to bite. You ask a better question because Tesis said a brother Tzadok lived after the Churban. How can he eat this and all the things with the Beis Hamikdash?
He wasn't the Beis Hamikdash.
Came from that family.
He wasn't the Beis Hamikdash. He was Aedus.
Right, yeah. Right, the Gemara.
Like he's the one who says in the woody pool, he took out the dried wine.
Yeah. Right, the Gemara. Right, the Gemara. In order for tainus to be tainus, you have to accept it before the previous day. Whatever you sit and fast, but you didn't take it on you for the previous day. Amar Rabba Shela, the dummy, you know what it's compared to? La mafucha, to these bellows, the mal yizik is full of wind, it's garnished. So you fasted, but it doesn't have any halachic status and doesn't achieve anything. Amos Mekabel, it went into Mekabel, Rav Amar b'mincha anytime in the afternoon. Shmuel Amar b'tfilas mincha dafka during down in mincha. Big mafchek the shayim, if it has to be the day before, it could be many days before as well. It says Lahan call Inish to these old people. The Yesi Elayu. All of these people that accepted upon themselves. Mikad Madonna Yesi. All those people took fast days upon themselves before we came along. Makhlegs are showing means before in history before they established a fast, or they said, I will fast 20 Mondays in a row, Lamoshu. And he said he already fasted 5, and the 6th Monday turned out to be one of these Yom Tov. Yeser, it should become Aser. See, you hear me? Look at this. Yeser should become Aser. My love, Yeser, Atzmai, Betzilai. What do you mean, Yeser, he should Aser? Yeser, Atzmai, Betzilai. Betzilai means davening. He should Aser himself by davening. So we see clearly from that word that you have to take it upon yourself by davening.
Says, so what, that by mincha you're mevatel any future tainus?
No. You have to take it in order to be a valid tainus. Sit over here. If you decided to fast Monday, and this Monday was already known as Yom Nikana or something, one of those Yom Tainus, then your fast is worthless. But if you took your fast on, I'm taking the next 10 Mondays, I started fasting 3 or 4, and then the 5th Monday turned out to be Yom Nikana. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is, before they established Yom Nikana, I said I'm going to fast, and then the Chacham decided to make a Yom Tov on that day. So my Neder proceeded, yeah. So the chayr is a raya that I have to ask a betzila during davening. So the gemara, no, ye osed atzma. It means it becomes osed by itself. Mincha, I think that I'm going to fast tomorrow, and then it becomes osed by itself. So the gemara, pligi behod, the machlekes, the rabbi, Shimon ben Levi, they already have this machlekes. Chadam a yesa that you should ask on yourself. Chadam a ye osed because osed by itself. That's a last one. That's a little different. Mandama yesa kedem, like we said, you ask through davening. The mandama ye osed with an aleph. Mai, what do you mean Yosef with an Allah? What it is? The Tanya we learned, Megillah Tanya is called Enish. Any person, the Yesa Lai Mekad Madonna Ye Asin, any person that came before us, automatically is Asin. Kate said, Yachit Shekibel Oshin Chamish Shein Kol Oshin Kul. Let's say you decide, you'll fast Bahab the whole year. The Yudah Yom Tovim, it came across Yom Tovim, Maksuv Megillah Tanya recording, Megillah Tanya is, Im Nidroi Kaidnim Ligzer Asin, if his Nedek came first, Yavtel Nidroi Asin, his Nedek cancels our Nedek. If our Gzeda comes first, he battled Gzeda Seinu as in his Neder. Rashi. Rashi, just start from Rashi. You can Yesa Betzila, 8 lines and wide lines. Betzila, Tzila means davening. The word Shloisa. When do we say that your tainus has a full din of a tainus? And if you came before the Megillah's tainus, you take precedent if it has a din of a tainus, if you took it upon yourself. Alma, the Iketainus boy the Kibul is a mincha alayu. The Iketainus is only for your Makabu by mincha. The like Kibul alayu from mincha. He didn't like Asher Kulmus. Doesn't have a din of a tainus. Yesosh Asher, Yesosh Asher. Bitzilo, it's Leisa Davnik. Iketami Losh Neder. Others say Tzil is a Neder. She Kibul all of these honors. He took it upon himself to fast. I lifted my hand, bit silly. Over here, silly is Mr. Hashem, but it means it's a loss of a nether. The ain't Rebbe Moida. My Rebbe is not Moida. Haidik Tani, this is what it says, the Chsiv, Meshum, the Megillah's Tain is Hoysan, Echteves, Levad, Lezakar, Nisim. What do you mean written? Because the Megillah's Tain was written to record all these Nisim, even though you weren't supposed to write, but they had we read before in Hashanah that they wrote. The big machlek is what exactly is this whole idea of a tainus when you say I'm going to keep a tainus? Is it a neder? Is it like we'll see maybe later. The Gemara's little shir machlek and the Shayim have a big machlekis. Next, I've had yom omar ye osed lavitani yeser. It didn't say yeser, you asked about tzilin. Davin the mashra davke kedamin, ima kabu zamich, ini vloiloi, all of you makabu. Ela ye osed now, the mashra here, osalacha shanit, ye osed la tainus, me kabu dinner, the town that came first, bain bitfila, bain shalai bitfila. It makes no difference how it happened. But Mahi, Micah, Sava, Mashani, Ketani, Yochich, Kibble, Tanis, and Hamish, you've accepted Kahab. So, Kolos and Kula, claim it can fire behead you in Nidre, Koidim, Ligzrasenu, Velishna, that makes no difference, maybe it's Philip, maybe it's Philip. Koidim, Zerasenu, Koidim, Shigozu, Chachamim, Yom, and Tevalos. It actually means, Kulu, it means that if your Kabbalah of Tainas predates these Yom Tevim. Avon Mishigozu, once the Chacham established, Afa Pisha, his Chilta, Anoisov, Koidim, Hazman, Malalu, Lodan, and Doche. Okay, tell them what we learned. Ad Mosai Oichel Veshoise, when you makabal a fast day, when does the fast begin? Adchi Yala Mudashacha, the fast begins first thing in the morning. Divrei Rebbe, this was a Rebbe. Rabbi Loza Barab Shimon Oimer, Rabbi Loza Barab Shimon says, Ad Kroisa Gever, Rabbi Loza Barab Shimon says, until the rooster crows. Until the, much earlier than Mudashacha, that's when the fast begins. That's what Rabbi Loza says. Omer Abaye, so we have two versions. Abaye says, "Lo yishanu eloshalay gomasu dasa." This is all talking about if you didn't complete the suda, you can continue eating and eating until Buddha Shachar or till Kreis Gever. Our gomasu dasa, if you completed your meal, that's already a hesachadas. Einu oichel, you can no longer eat. I mean, even the previous night, if you say, "Look, this is my meal, I'm not eating anymore," you cannot eat anymore. If you wake up early morning, health garnish, you cannot eat anymore. Eisvei Ravim. Why? Because you must say das. Rava asked the question. Gomar, it says in the Braise, Gomar, you finish a meal of Amad, you stood up. Hareze Eichel, you can still continue eating. You're saying that once you finish a meal, it's over. Hasam Kishalai Silik. I think about answer. By answer, they're talking about you never finish a meal. You stood up to leave, but you'll plan to come back. That's one version. Ikedam, the other version is Amar Rava, says Rava, Loi Shano El Kishalai Yoshi, you didn't go to sleep. Abel Yoshi went to sleep. Enu Eichel, you cannot eat. Big Machlek is Rishainim. According to many Rishonim, the difference between the first is Abaye and Ravi is according to Abaye, it's totally in your das. Hetzchadas. You finished eating, even though the night before we just said it doesn't start from the shachar. I mean, you must say Hetzchadas. Therefore, if you have it tonight, if you have in mind, look, even though I finished eating, I want to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning so I can have breakfast. No problem. But according to Ravi, it's not a question in your mind. Ravi states a fact. A metzius. Then you go to sleep. That's it. That your fast starts then. So then it doesn't help it tonight. So according to so many poskim, you cannot, by a normal fast, you cannot wake up in the morning, even if you have a tanai and wake up to eat.
Don't we normally poskim like a rava, not like a bayah?
Yeah, so other poskim hold, even rava. Rava says, yeah, rava is worse. So it makes it can't. However, other poskim hold, there's no difference a bayah or rava. If you have a tanai in mind, you can definitely get up early to eat. But Al Tereba's Mechadish and Tanya 3 hours before. I don't know if you ever saw this, but I tell Mechal and Tanya that you, even without anything else, 3 hours before the fast, you have to stop fasting. Which I haven't really seen people keep, but that's all Tereba says. Eisvei, Abaye has a question. It says in the Braise, Yoshin Rami, you went to sleep and you woke up, you can eat. So the Fadish, you went to sleep and you woke up, you can eat. One of the eyes that tonight doesn't help is the Gemara could have just answered. It's talking about over there, he made it tonight. What's Abaye's question on Rava? And the truth of the matter is the same thing. What's the Rava's question on Abaye? Abaye could have answered on Achava Amad. He had in mind to continue. Why doesn't he want to answer by having in mind? That's the difficulty with having a Tanai and all that. Tell you what, Abaye, sorry?
To the point, but you see people do this. People do get up early in the morning before the Tanai.
Yeah, everyone does. Shalas says you do. Anyway, one big machlokes taste as well is what happens if you make a Tanai, you make a Tainis and when it turns out to be a Yom Tov. Chanukah, whatever it is. So according to Rashi, it you don't fast. Tosafot says you don't fast on that day, but you still over fast. You got to fast the next day. According to Rashi, your whole neder is canceled. And then one says, "Machlekes, what is this? A neder, not a neder." Inviting him out. Hossam b'misnamnim. So Rava answers, he was talking about, he didn't sleep properly. He trembled. He dozed off. Hey, he dummy misnam. What's the definition of a dozing? Amar Rav Asher, you know what it is? Nim v'loinim. He's up, but he's not. He's sleeping, not asleep. Tid v'loitid. He's up, and he's not up. What's the thing? We already have a few places in Shas. The karule, you call him, only he can answer. So he's like half up, half up. The moment you ask him, think something, he can't think. The chimitkile mitke, if you remind him later, by the way, or you remind him now of something, he's saying, oh, yeah. So he's half asleep. That's why over there he's allowed to eat, but if he's not much asleep, fafam. Rashi, tea, ate up, he woke up, I'll do this for him, you need some svarish, you have to think. He doesn't know what to say, why he's half asleep. But with the chimitkile mitke, because that's shamat mitke. He said, did you hear this? He said, I don't remember. Zot di gemore, Omar Rav Kahane, Omar Rav Yochid Shekibul Olav Tainis. Rav Kahane says in the name of Rav, an individual took upon himself a Tainis Yochid, also be the Ilas Sandal. He were machmir, then not only not eat, he's not even wear shoes like a Tainis Tzibur. Chayshin and Shema Taim Tzibur Kibulav. Rav holds, if you don't specify clearly the words, I'm taking upon myself a Tainis Yochid, you say Stam, I'm taking myself a Tainis, could be what you said was, I will treat myself as if it is a Tainis Tzibur. We give you the full the array of dinim of Tainis Tzibur includes Nila Sandal and everything else. Heichi Lavit. So, what's the best way to ensure, according to Rav, that you don't have to behave like a Tainis Tzibur? Omer Rav Rav Sheila Lemahach. This is what you say. Lemacha tomorrow, Ahele Fanecha. I will be in front of you, good Tainis Yachid. You got to spell out clearly that what you're doing is you're doing a Tainis Yachid. Omrulei Rabban Rav Sheishes. You're telling me that why the Tainis Tzibur in always shoes. I saw a number of rabbis, the Simon, Misanayu, they're wearing shoes, but Asi Lebei Tanisa, and they came to shul. They said, Rav Shadi, we saw a number of rabbis coming to shul, and on the Tainis, they're wearing shoes. Ikpid, he got very upset. Bamalu, he said, tomorrow you can tell me, Dilma Maichalam Yacha, you can tell me they eat also the Tainis. If you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to wear shoes. However, Abai Barava, no, they were machmer. They didn't say the word Tainis Tzibur. They didn't say the word Tainis Yochid. They were machmer, treated like a Tainis Tzibur. Abai Barava, interesting here. We always say about the original Rebbe. Here, Abai Barava, Ma'ayli, they would walk. Ma'ayli, they would come in. Kimasaim, they're wearing apansa, shoes without soles. So on the outside, they wore shoes, so nobody should know they're fasting. But you're not allowed to wear shoes because like a Tainis Tzibur. So they wore soleless shoes. Rashi. Yochid kibbul of tainus tam. Any day we don't know, is a tainus kibbul alav. We did accept it. Imshal yochid, imshal tzibur. V'asu b'nil Hashem a tainus tzibur. Maybe it's like a tainus tzibur. Kigimul reshaynus, like a zayin achreynus. I'm not sure what's a gimul reshaynus. Kigimul reshaynus. You know, a lot of white shoes. Yeah, it says in the bottom. Emtsoyis. Like the three middle ones or the seven last ones. Kibbul. Maybe had three, seven. The second set of three and the last lot of seven. You're not allowed to wear shoes like Tisha B'av. As we'll see later on. Why the Chacham? If it's a tiny tzibur, why taki the Chacham wear shoes? Because we had a few days ago. Shmuel says ain tiny tzibur be bubble. He said that in bubble there's no such thing as tiny tzibur. He said there's no such thing as tiny tzibur because they have no need for rainwater. Machlek is if that only applies to rain, tiny for rain or any tiny tzibur. But here it could be no right for me. It could be talking about a tainus that was declared because of the rain. Ikbed Rav Sheish Adil Mechatz Ignami Achli Uparishim Medai Ketzibur. They completely secede from the rest of the community. But less like the Shmuel doesn't agree with Shmuel. He holds there is a tainus tzibur. And Ani Idna Negid Shmuel again. See Rashi Paskas there. Today we follow Shmuel. A panse ishkerifit. Don't even write. Marei Mazut the Machle the female smaller. What they did was they wore shoes, but they swapped the right to the left with the smaller. I mean, left to the right. It was very uncomfortable. Rabban Ravashi, Nafki, they will go Kiyochai, they will go away. Sorry, the whole Kiyochai Shmuel ain't Taina Tzibur bubble. Rabban Ravashi, they used to walk around normally on the Taina Tzibur because they say there's no Taina Tzibur bubble. So they invite El Tisha B'av, only Tisha B'av. Omer Avi Yudam Rav. Loi the Adam Ta'anisei, Rav says that if you, let's say you cannot fast the day that you decide to fast, a person can take a loan. He can eat that day, Upare, and pay it back another day. Kiamrita Kameh de Shmuel Amali said, V'chi neder kabel alei. Did he take upon himself a neder? Did he take upon himself a neder? The Lord Sagi, the Lord Mishlim, that he has to keep? He has to keep? The Lord Sa'uri Nafshi Kabbalah. He decided to fast because he wanted him inside himself to do tshuva. Imotzi Mitzayi Nafshi good, then he continues with it. Ilai Mitzayi Nafshi. If he can't, he can't. There's no nether here. He doesn't make anything up. If he can't fast, he doesn't have to fast. As Chachila, he took upon himself only to do it if he can. Ikedam is another version. That yeah, you could borrow off the fast. If you can't do it today, do it tomorrow. So fast also you can do today, tomorrow. So machleik, the way the Litvok and other Rishonim explain, the machleik is whether when you take upon yourself a tannis, what is it? Is that a din of a neder? Or is that the din of tzedakah? And by tzedakah, by nidin mitzvah, if it's like a mitzvah, then if you can do it, you do. If you can't, you can't. If it's a neder, then you got to do it under a circumstance. So if you can't do it today, you make up tomorrow. Rashi. The third born calf is supposed to be the juiciest and fattest, or a three month calf. Omrele said, "Lita marmidi, eat something." Omrele betanisi, I'm sitting and fasting. Omrele veloiziv marmidi pare, eat and fast tomorrow. Loisav malaha, don't you agree with Omrele Rabbi Yehuda Rav? Loiva adam taaniso you pare and pay back. It sounds from this Gemara here that in the slightest excuse, you can already delay your fasts. According to those who hold you allowed to delay your fasts. Not just when you can't. Because before Shmuel said, Loi motzi l'tzuyah nafshe, then we say, pay back tomorrow. Here, you're invited to a meal, come and cancel your fast, you do it tomorrow. Anyway, Tom, Tainus Cholum. If you have a nightmare, the best thing is to fast like fire to a wall over there or to like material that burns very quickly. Straight away. Even if it's Shabbos, you're allowed to fast because that's your oinig. You're disturbed. My takanti was a kind of lace of tanisa l'tanisa. Fast, you broke your you didn't have oinig Shabbos, so fast another to make up the tshuva for Shabbos, but still fast straight away. If a nightmare means any nightmare, because we will in Shulnara, you look at Shulnara, there's four examples of dreams, other dreams. It said better, you shouldn't fast. The four examples are if you're standing Kol Nidra, Ni'ila in Kippur and Shul, if you're under a chuppah getting married, these are the nightmares. Your teeth fall out, your jaw falls out, and chuppah, and the other one is Sefer Torah falls down.
You dream those things.
Yeah, those are nightmares. If you have other nightmares, machlek is a lot of fast on Shabbos. Rashi filu b'Shabbos yochel tzadik kadesh is battle tzar b'gufa. So you should. This takes out somehow or another your mental anguish. Kach vaytimon. Tell me about the Mishnah. Avre eloy nelo. What happened? They fasted the second lot of three, and still it didn't rain. Bezdin. Sorry, first lot of three and didn't rain. Now comes along the second set of three and then the set of seven. Bezdin goizin gimul tainius achel tibur. There's another set of three for the community, and this time it's much stricter. Oichlin v'shaisin b'yom. It's not like the previous set of three. You start fasting in the morning. Here you start fasting like Tisha B'Av the previous night. Ba'asudim malacha, and forbidden to do any work. Over the chitzis like Tisha B'Av. You know, bathe yourself, the sichin, and oint yourself, will be kneel a sandal, wearing shoes, with tashmid relations. The noyilin is hamachatzais. We lock up all the bathhouses. What happens? Avru elu v'loin, and still nothing happens. Bezdin goyizin alein oit sheva. There's another set of seven. Shehein you give multayazim. Now you have a total of 13. Hari elu yisaydas ala rishaynis. And what's the third set more than the beginning? Sheba elu. In the last set, masriin. They blow trumpets. V'noyilin asachanuyas. They not only close, shut down the bathhouses, they shut down all the stores. B'sheni Mondays, because you're fasting, matinim chashecha, they open a little before dark. Or the chamishi on Thursdays, you're allowed to leave it open because they have to buy food to Shabbos. We're turning the kovash, I got to buy food to Shabbos. Ovru elu v'loinenu, what happens if the entire 13 fast days went by and still nothing happens? So it's possible to fast and nothing happens. Mematin b'masa v'mata, they reduce their work. Again, there's a loss of Tishbav. Over the 9 days, they do less work. Be'binyan, they do less work in building, in a tea, and planting. Be'edis in the Syrian, getting engaged, and getting married. Uve'she'ila shalom al chavedai, and saying hello, bidding hello to each other. Kibbenei adam hanazufin l'makon, like people who have been pushed aside, castigated by the Eibishter. Hayichidim, but remember we started out that before even this whole set of fasts, the Yichidim, the Talmidei Chachamim, and the Rabbanon, they fast. Then these Yichidim continue. Choizim is ayin, they continue fasting, but until listen. We can't force everybody else, but these people continue. Yatza Nisan V'yarduk Shamim Simiklala. And after Nisan, we don't want them to continue fasting, because if they're successful and make it rain, it's Nocherger. Because if it rains after Nisan, when there's not a crop, Simiklala, it's a sign that Avish is upset. And it says, Halak Tzichitimayim. Today is the time for harvesting, and part of the curse is now Tzichitim, I'm going to get it to rain. Because Shmuel was upset that the Eden asked for Shalomel to have a king. He asked for a king. So Shmuel said, it'll be terrible. And he'll come to Tzichitim, and I'm going to get it, make it rain. So what is it from here? Having it rain then is a klala. Says the Gemara.
The thing is, that's because then you have to harvest. If you haven't had rights, everything is on my crops.
Yeah, but it's the wrong season to grow crops. It maybe ruins the soil as well. Maybe for the next crop. I don't know. I understand why you deny all these other things, because you have pleasure and we don't want to have pleasure while everybody's suffering. These are all, but this is interesting. Who enjoys working? So work is painful. So why should we also forget? You should mahad that people should often go to work. Interesting. It says in Pasik. It says that you should make holy the day, the fast, and kiru atzara. You should call it, announce it, proclaim it as an atzara, which we know atzara means not to work. When isu zakenim, and gather all the elders together for a meeting and cry to the Eibishter. When do you? We'll see. When you stop work, when you gather this kenim. Ke'atzed, like what yom tov is atzedes, shavuos and shmir atzedes. Ma atzedes also basimul neldu melacha. Avtain is also basimul neldu melacha. Ah, ima atzedes murta the previous night. Avtain is nami murta. Since and those yom tov mean a lot of work from the previous night. So why don't you say that in these tainis today, tainis sabudi mean a lot of work from the previous night as well. I understood from Rabbi Yimre Barabba, Omakro says in the Pasik, it says, when should you do it? At a time of Isu Zakenim, when you gather the elders together. Do me the Asifus Kenim, similar to the time when you gather the elders. Ma Asifus Kenim, when do you have all these meetings? Beyond by day, Avtsayim Nami Beyond. So the fasting also is by day. So the question is, since you're not allowed to work a whole 24 hours, and since you're not allowed to work on these fast days, the entire 24 hours, you should also, what do you call it? Working should be only during the day. So we answer, we compare it to when you have a sifa this kenyan, which is only by day. The aim of mitara, if you're going to compare it to this kenyan, when does kenyan get together? At lunchtime. That even though generally throughout the year this kenim come lunchtime, here's different. Amar said mitzafra kinufa. You know when this kenim come together on a tannis, first thing in the morning. Hey, what's the seder avoda? Amar Rabbi mitzafra at palgaliyim first half of the day ma'ainin and b'mil moshed. Look at matters pertaining to the city. Maybe we're misbehaving. Maybe we're not doing something right, and that's what Avish is punishing us. Mikan ve'ela second half of the day riba diyim a quarter of that day karina b'sifra v'tachas ripash v'chal and avtoda. I'm not sure why it takes a quarter of a day. And mekan ve'elich, from here on in, be'inan rachmi. We daven and we ask the Eibush for rachmi. Shnema, it says in Pasik, vayakumu al amodam, omdam, they stood there where they were standing. And vayikoru b'sefer teiras Hashem alakem, they read the sefer teiras, the vi is ayem a quarter of the day, so that's the third quarter. And then the vi is in the other quarter, is the misvadim u'mishtachrin Hashem alakem, they used to book, they bowed to the Eibush and davened. Rashi, Imat says, "Isam alachti muta nai." Do me nasiyus kainim beyan. You're lying. Look, alecha bebeisav in itself. Nobody goes. Nobody comes to meetings at night. Misayel elavuna hadav shilach. This is that you're so convinced that tiv kainim beyan during the day, in the afternoon. The amam etzafre kinuf yebeyan tain etzibur. And it comes to an exception. Miskapsim uboyin lebeis. Like nesim lebeik in the morning. Ma'ayni bemilu demasa derisha vechakida. They investigate. Leave the b'maseim to invest introspectively. Be'iske b'neir to see the matters pertaining to the city. Im gazal v'chamaz b'neim u'mefayis reisan them mefayis. Heichi avdi my avdi b'kinufia the mitzafra v'kul yom retani all the time is riva the yom mechatzeis ve'elich oisim beit chal two halves. Be'palga the hanya riva the yom mekarav v'chal moishim avtini shere motzei. So how in the world is that? A quarter of a day.
Very slow.
It must be. I'm pretty much two more lines. I'm going to buy it at Eifachanam, maybe the other way around. Maybe in the morning they did the kriya and everything else. In the afternoon they did mayim b'mil the mosa. Loisak that it can be the chsiv. It says in the pasuk ve'elai ye osvu to me they should gather kol choreid b'divrei elokei. So all those are fear the Abish's words. Al me al hagoylem from above the goylem uksiv, and it says when did they meet over minchas ha'erev. It says in the afternoon. Kam te stood up mitanesi from a tainus over afros v'kapel Hashem, and I lifted my hands to Abish's. So we see when is the davening part in the afternoon minchas ha'erev. in the afternoon, and the yasifa was in the morning. And he says over here, kol chored b'divrei l'gesol, everybody, didn't just invite this kainim. But Rashi, maybe they read the Torah in the morning. And they add davin. The idel palgemain in the afternoon. They were ma'ayin. What's wrong? I sat there in the afternoon. I stood up. I wrote my clothes on me'ili and my tunic. And I bowed down to Echro al Birkai, Badan Trebisha, the Ephraim of Chapa, Elashem, and I spread out my hands. Over Minchasa Edek Kamti, Alma be either Palga by Rachmi. When do you dive in the second half? Ad Panya until afternoon, we call the Palga Kama, my enemy Lamasa. So they should be doing the main davening in the afternoon. Okay, we'll stop here.